The government gained new surveillance powers in October with passage of the USA Patriot Act. Now, the Department of Justice says it wants to overhaul rules against investigating religious and political groups without clear evidence that their members are involved in crime. The government says terrorist groups may be hiding behind the protections of the First Amendment. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Right now, FBI agents face a lot of red tape if they want to investigate religious or political groups. And as with many FBI restrictions, these guidelines were a result of the agency's past excesses. In the 1960s and 70s, the Bureau launched widespread surveillance of anti-war and civil rights groups. And in the 1980s, the FBI undertook a sweeping probe of CISPIS, the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador. The Bureau had reason to suspect that CISPIS was planning illegal activities, but civil rights attorney Jim Dempsey says that was used as a pretext to infiltrate other groups.
Then investigated the groups that were associated with, or met with, or worked with, or shared the same political philosophy as CISPIS, and ultimately hundreds of other groups were investigated.
Now, agents must get high-level clearance for surveillance of groups that deserve First Amendment protections. Department of Justice officials say in the current environment, these protections can turn mosques into havens for terrorists. Speaking on ABC, Attorney General John Ashcroft said he wants to send out a warning.
There aren't areas of this culture that are authorized by virtue of some cloak they draw over them to be criminal and to assault and kill Americans. It's simply not going to happen.
Ashcroft wants to ease rules that require top-level approval before any surveillance of religious groups can go ahead. His concern is that red tape provides cover for Islamic militants who may be meeting in religious institutions. Some legal scholars say Ashcroft may be right. Ruth Wedgwood teaches at Johns Hopkins University and helped draw up some of the existing guidelines when she worked at the Justice Department. She says they can create a barrier when FBI agents are trying to get the jump on conspirators.
Even if you're the most gung-ho, aggressive agent in the world, these guidelines impose a kind of paperwork tax. You have to fill out forms and give justifications and run it up your chain of command and typically send it over to the Department of Justice to get their approval, and that just takes time.
The effort to loosen these guidelines is part of a larger campaign to make surveillance easier so agents can act quickly and disrupt conspiracies before they do damage. The department complains it cannot prosecute terrorists without first figuring out who is a terrorist, and that requires good intelligence. But Jim Dempsey, who's now with the Center for Democracy and Technology, says current rules do allow the Bureau to investigate religious groups even if they don't prosecute anyone.
Saying that you want to kill Americans, you cannot be arrested and convicted for that. However, you can be investigated if you're out there saying we want to kill Americans.
Attorney General John Ashcroft should be able to relax the guidelines without congressional approval, though this is certain to annoy certain members of Congress who are uneasy with the Justice Department's desire for expanded powers. There may be a price to pay if law enforcement gets too aggressive. The FBI is encouraging those with knowledge of suspicious activities to come forward, but the government may not win much sympathy if it turns Islamic groups into targets for surveillance. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.